This is Kathy Forster reporting live from the Far West Music Conference here in Oakland, California. I have the great pleasure of sitting down with a really great singer-songwriter, Carrie Pavish Anderson. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So have you been to Far West before?
This is my first year at Far West, and I heard about it from another member who's come for years and decided to give it a try.
Mm-hmm. And what were you kind of hoping to get out of coming to the conference?
Networking, for sure. I'm really big about connecting with people. My songs are very relationship-based and very much about people, so I wanted to meet more musicians, meet people who book house concerts, because that's something that I really love to do, and I've accomplished those goals already.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, good. So those are the kind of things you've gotten out of the conference so far. What kind of music do you do? If you were to describe your music to somebody, what would you say?
It's Alaskan soul folk. So I live in Galena, Alaska, which is a fly-in only village on the Yukon River. Mm-hmm. And that just leaves a lot of space for inspiration, really. I mean, there's 450 people. There's a beautiful culture that's very unique there. So that's the Alaskan part of Alaskan soul folk. And the stories, I say, are folk, and my voice is soulful.
Yeah. Were you born in Alaska?
Yeah, I grew up. Oh. I was born in Anchorage, which we kind of call North Seattle, or the city that's closest to Alaska. Uh-huh. But yeah, I grew up and was born there, and then moved to Galena about 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So you have to do a lot of touring then, I would
absolutely
guess.
Absolutely.
So how much of your life are you out on the road?
Quite a bit. I just got back from Europe, so I had a month of shows in Germany and played in the UK and working on developing the markets over there, and really great people I met in Germany, so it's quite a bit. It's what I do.
Yeah. What kind of shows are you doing? You doing house concerts overseas, or
all sorts of things? I got to play, yes, house concerts, but also at a Syrian refugee camp. That was phenomenal. It was when I played, it was the first time that Syrians, Serbians, Russians, and Iraqis at that camp had gotten together to share a meal and to share time together. So it was really kind of a landmark thing, and many of them hadn't learned German yet because they'd only been there a few weeks. They hadn't learned English. So that was a neat show. I played at museums. I played for nonprofits. I played for businesses who wanted to give a gift to their employees. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of really fun venues. And then a festival or two, and played at church and club, cafe, you name it. Yeah, lots of fun.
Have guitar will travel, right?
Well, I wish it was that easy, because my music is piano-based.
Oh.
So actually what I did is I just networked with some people I met in Germany, and they helped me find pianos to use over there, because, you know, they're kind of heavy.
Yeah, they're kind of hard to strap on your back and carry around.
I know. They should have miniature ones with a shrink ray and a grow ray.
Or you could be like Schroeder on Peanuts. If you could make like a little piano like that sound like that piano, that'd be really
That'd be
cool.
fabulous. I have played one of those in a show before. There was a tiny little, you know, 5-6-inch piano thing in someone's house, and just played one song on it. It was a blast.
That's cool. That's awesome. So when you tour and you're having to pick up pianos everywhere, I mean, how do you go about making those kind of connections? I mean, that's got to be a job in itself.
It is tricky. I mean, for Far West here, I talked with different people who had already come to the festival, and they ended up helping me find a good deal at Guitar Center. Like, they knew someone there, so they gave, I mean, it's a killer deal there. And otherwise, it's just meeting people and emailing and saying, hey, do you have a piano at the venue? Or I met some musicians while I was in Germany, and they had guitars. They're like, hey, I have an extra one. Go for it. Use it for your whole tour. With the keyboard, it was more interesting, because I'd have one for a week and give that back and go pick another one up. It could have been from the 1980s or something. Yeah, well, most of them were in tune, except for one at this retirement center. That was an old grand piano that hadn't seen a tuner for a long time. But the people were still glad that I came and sang for them.
That's nice. So tell me about your CD. What's the name of it?
Okay, I have two. One is Twice as Nice. That's the newest one, and it's a conception kind of album, a concept. It's four songs done two different ways. Mm-hmm. And the inspiration for that was watching a cooking show where the chef will say, I've prepared for you salmon two ways. Uh-huh. So I thought I would do that with my songs. The first half is all I call it bells and whistles, so it's very, very produced, and the second half is more stripped down, a little more on the folk side of things and some jazz fusion angles. And beautiful cartoon illustrated work by an illustrator from Washington State who's really great, named Nate Taylor. And then my first album was Once Blind, and that's a kind of an epic album with 14 tracks with deep stories inspired by times in Alaska with working with youth. I've done a lot of work with youth after school, coaching them in music. Mm-hmm. And by doing that with any of us, if you spend time with a kid and they know you care, they're going to tell you their story.
Right. Yeah.
And it means the world to them. So I've taken inspiration from those, and those songs are on Once Blind.
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing your music with us and sharing your time. And it's incredible to me that you're doing what you do. I mean, going around the world and playing and making the world a better place. So.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
Carrie Pavish Anderson, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us again. And tell everybody where they can find your music.
Okay, carriepavishanderson.com, and that's K-A-R-R-I-E. P like Peter, A like whatever, Apple. V like Victory, I-S-H, Anderson with an O-N. carriepavishanderson.com, and you can find me on Spotify or iTunes. You can order straight from my website, too.
Okay, great. Make sure you check that out.
And oh, you know what? Also, social media. We should do a Snapchat while we're here, too. If you guys are on Snapchat, it's so much fun to follow any of your favorite artists. And I did this during Germany, and it was such a fun time. So we're going to video, and here we are. There's Kathy. Hey! And KC Cafe. Hey, guys. Anyway, you can find me there at KPA Sing.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Carrie Pavish Anderson. This is Kathy Forster reporting live from the Far West Conference in Oakland, California.